Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today to talk about these beautiful Advent themes that the church gives us in our daily readings as we make our way to the celebration of Christmas, this beautiful time of the church year. You know, the church takes us through what she describes as the Paschal mystery, the each year, the whole pattern of Jesus' life, the key elements, the key times, moments, teaching of Jesus' life. And it's something that we can easily take for granted, I think, as Catholics, because we've kind of walked in it our whole lives without seeing the significance of it and why the church does it. At a certain level, it's very obvious because we need to learn Christ. The whole point of being a Catholic, the whole point of being a Christian, is to become another Christ, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to be his disciples. To be a disciple is to be a follower, a learner of the way of life of Jesus and his whole pattern of life. So the church faithfully presents it to us in the whole pattern year after year and forms a cycle. It's the public worship and the public liturgy of the church, and that the church is most herself when she's fully engaged in living the life of Jesus and being fed by Christ in the liturgy and the Eucharist and the sacramental life and the preaching and the teaching of the church, and then giving that life away. It's meant to form us, literally. It's meant to form. It's the story of salvation. It's the real story. It's the true story of the origin, call, destiny of the human race. The whole story there. God's action, God's revealing to us who we are. And the church gathers in the lost. She reaches out to a world that doesn't know God and extends his mercy through the preaching of the gospel, through love, to bring them in through baptism into the church, to come and journey with us, this huge gathering of people, of disciples of Jesus, of pilgrim people living in a world here in exile. This is not our home, but we're moving toward our homeland, which is heaven itself, which is God. God is our home. God is our destiny. And the beauty of this true story is that we're not just going to a place, but we ourselves are becoming something. It's already begun in us. We're being transformed by the life and the power and the glory and the majesty of Jesus Christ, who, because of what we're celebrating at Christmas, the incarnation, where heaven and earth come together in the person of Jesus Christ, we now, the human race, can become everything God the Father meant us to be and everything we could even conceive of and long for in terms of freedom and happiness and peace and joy and surrender. This life, we're a pilgrim people in exile, that is away from our ultimate home, our promised land. Our promised land, again, is God himself, who is in his son Jesus, is leading us to the point where what he's begun in us in our baptism, that is, we're already a new creation, we're already tasting and living in the life of Jesus Christ, that seed of life that's in us is destined to its full completion. And that full completion is what? We become partakers of the divine nature. Part of the meditation, hopefully for you and for me, in this celebration of Christmas, in this really busy time, and a time of gift-giving and the rest, which is such a wonderful part of our whole tradition, but the gift-giving is what? It's a reflection. This generous abundance of giving gifts to one another flows from what? It flows from God's gift-giving of his son. And we have to make sure we carve out the time, the silence, find a place, get before the Blessed Sacrament, get to a Eucharistic chapel, whatever you need to do to get silent before the Lord, and to allow the church to speak to you, to fulfill her mission of proclaiming again and passing on to your heart, my heart, through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can receive the gift again into our heart. The gift of new life in Christ, the down payment of the Holy Spirit, which is a foretaste and a promise of our ultimate fulfillment at the right hand of the Father in Christ. We're actually one body now with Christ. Christ is the head, Scripture says. We already are participating in what's going to be completed and reach its fulfillment when Christ comes again in glory. We're the people of God and the children of God, and the church gives us these seasons not just to celebrate in the sense of, let's just have a wonderful celebrity event, but to celebrate what God has done so that the reality can be internalized in each one of us more fully and more deeply. Advent and Christmas should change you at some level. The church is calling us to go deeper, to radically surrender to who it is we're meant to be, and to radically surrender to the movement of the Holy Spirit, who wants to continue to take us by the hand under the direction of Jesus, our Master and Lord, who is every day shaping us, purifying us, leading us to conform to his image so he can present us perfect to the Father. And it's crucial that we pay attention to that whole process, that we realize it's happening in us. No one is left out of that process. Even those who don't know God, who are not pursuing God, Christ is pursuing them. Those of us who are baptized, some of us listening may be on the margins of the faith, caught up in the world, not sufficiently attentive or awakened to what Christ is doing in us. This is a season the church is calling out to you. Wake up. Wake up. Surrender your heart and mind fully to the call and the grace of God. Follow in the footsteps of the apostles. Follow in the footsteps of the saints. Listen to the preaching of the church. And let Christ have his way with you and surrender freely, receive the gift. You know, the apostles are teaching us again and again two fundamental things in all their letters. I mention this regularly here because I hope it can really lay hold of your own mind and heart. The apostles always begin the letters that they write to these communities, these young Christian communities, begin with what God has done for us. You can just read the first chapter of every one of the letters and you'll be amazed at the clarity that the apostles have about the glorious, triumphant deed that God has accomplished in Jesus and what that means for you concretely today and forever if you receive it and if you live in it. For example, I'm going to read a little bit from chapter 5 again of Ephesians, pick up where I left it off last week, but I'm just going to grab the first chapter here. And here's Paul, starting with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. For he has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. So in one paragraph, Paul's giving us the whole panoramic view of God's vision, God's action, God's mysterious plan that's unfolded for the salvation of the world. And this is what you're caught up in. You are caught up through your baptism in this story. You inherit this reality. God the Father has blessed you in Christ. He's literally in Jesus given you every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's sharing in the very glory of God. That's God's absolute freedom, total peace, surrender, joy beyond your wildest imagining. Those realities, that blessing has been given to you through Christ. Why? Because God chose you. And he chose you in Jesus for the foundation of the world. And he's destined you in love to enter into a sharing in everything that belongs to Jesus. Now, to the degree, friends, that we allow the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to this truth and to convince our spirit in the depths of our being that this is not only true in the big picture, but it's true for me. This is my destiny. This is what God has done for me. This is the treasure God has given me. This is the gift, and the gift that I want to celebrate in this great Christmas. And I want to shout at, I want to sing with all my heart at Mass. I want to declare the greatness of God, what God has done for me. I want the whole world to know what God has done for me. I don't need physical presence to give me joy. I mean, it's wonderful. Let's receive them. Let's give them. But let's make sure we as families share the real gift. Read to one another these opening paragraphs of these amazing letters from the apostles that declare to you the gift that you've been given so we can celebrate it together. Because this truth will change the way you live. It'll change your experience of your life. It'll change your mind. It'll give you a renewed mind. It'll bring light to your mind. It'll enable you to see God, not as a distant judge, not as an indifferent or frustrated God who always just seems to be disappointed in you, or whatever that image is that plagues you at times. He wants to just burn that away by his love and this truth about his love. And he wants you to know that you're his child, that he's a good God, that he's great, that he's glorious, that he's gracious, that he's loving, that he's holy, that he loves you. As a priest friend of mine said the other night, he said, wow, just, I've always known, I guess, that God loved me, but recently he's made it clear to me that he likes me. Not only because God kind of has to love us, right? Because God is love, but God actually likes you. He likes who you are. He likes being with you. He loves what he's made in you. And no one is pulling more for you to be everything you're meant to be than he is. And if you're in a battle, if you're in a struggle, if things in this world don't seem to be going well for you, understand these truths. Because this is the deeper reality of who you are. The humble, the broken, the burdened, the lost, the forgotten are going to be raised up, are going to be exalted to share in everything that belongs to Christ. He's come to heal you, to transform you, to renew you, to redeem you, to save you, to awaken you to everything that you're meant to be. He's come to equip you so you can run with him in this race. You can run with him in this mission of bringing the good news to a dying race of people. And all we have to do is just check the news on occasion to see just how broken, how screwed up the world is. And guess what? Even the cultural elite, even the big shooters, the glitterati, everybody, underneath all that glitter, friends, all that glitters is not gold. There's deep human brokenness. There's deep spiritual bondage. There's profound slavery. There's life-wrecking idolatry going on. It's there, and the Lord in his mercy is really exposing it now. There's a lot of it being exposed in the world, and the Lord exposes it. It's a way God judges here and now what's offensive to him and damaging to the human person so that we can see it for what it is, the lie that it is, so it can provoke repentance, not only in the person whose life, unfortunately, is writ large across the news every night, but it's meant to be a wake-up call for every one of us. This is the season in which the church cries out, wake up, wake up, get ready. He's coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Every one of us will stand before the judgment seat of God. Everyone's life is going to be up in lights. God wants us to come now in mercy, to receive mercy, so he can change us, so we can repent of our sin, turn to him, so he can help us become everything we were meant to be. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.